and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports Magazine. We're going to be talking about the latest issue of Consumer Reports, their top picks of who makes the best cars. And also, we'll be talking to him about some of the other recent stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, including the Toyota recall situation and more. Along the way, we're going to play a little trivia. We'll throw out a question or two. And, of course, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the deputy editor of Consumer Reports Magazine. On the automotive side, here he is, Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great.
Well, this is a big issue that you've got out right now. This, I would imagine, is a very popular one indeed, the auto issue of Top Picks.
It is. Every year the autos team puts in a tremendous amount of work to put together one issue that's focused on cars from beginning to end. And you know, as you flip through it, you begin to realize that there are thousands upon thousands of little data points in here that can really help consumers in making smart purchase decisions and also perhaps create some good water cooler fodder for having their own little informal discussion.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at some of the findings for this year on who makes the best cars. It seems like there have been some pretty decent strides made by a number of manufacturers, including Hyundai and Kia.
Yeah, with our automaker report cards, it's always interesting to see how the car makers really stack up. With this, we take a look at not only our test scores, but how these companies do in terms of our annual reliability survey. And it gives a good snapshot of the companies, and you can see who's up and who's down, but you certainly have to drill in a little deeper to see the full story.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the evaluation process that goes into putting this report together. I mean, in the course of a year, you guys look at a whole slew of vehicles.
We certainly do. We purchase about 80 cars a year to run through our test program, and each vehicle is put through more than 50 tests over the course of several weeks and many thousands of miles of evaluation. And that's just one piece of what we use for this automaker report card. Then we put into the stew the findings from our reliability survey. This year we've compiled information on 1.4 million vehicles that allow us to get a very detailed look at how these cars hold up over time, and specifically the story, how the brands fare over time. And then we put it together, and what we take a look at with this is what's the average overall score of testing and reliability, and it certainly puts all the brands into perspective. And you can see movement top and bottom, and really shows who's staying at the top, who's clawing to get there, and who really just isn't moving.
Well, why don't we begin by doing this kind of continent-wise? Why don't we begin by the vehicle makers that seem to dominate the field every year, and those are the Asian brands. How do they do here for 2010?
Historically, the Asian brands have scored very well. They tend to perform well in our tests. We favor safe, reliable cars, and that's certainly what we see repeatedly from Honda and Toyota. And what we're seeing now is Subaru and Hyundai are making really big strides, and they're cracking into the upper echelon of automaker rankings. Subaru in particular has a really strong lineup now. They've got a very fresh lineup, which gives them an advantage across the board. Some of the companies that have portfolios that are broader, that include older models, tend to see that weigh them down a little bit. But we're seeing right now Honda and Subaru are tied right at the top.
Excellent. The most reliable vehicle was the Honda Insight Hybrid. Is that correct, Jeff?
That's right. Despite the complexities of a hybrid, that little Insight's proven to be extremely reliable so far. We'll obviously continue to watch it as the years go by. But it is worth noting that while it excels in reliability, it did not score well enough in our testing to be recommended. We take those recommendations very seriously, and and always caution people to look at the whole picture on any vehicle.
On the Subaru side of the fence, as you noted, lots of gains there with the redesigned Legacy sedan as well as the Outback wagon. However, one vehicle no longer recommended is what we used to call, as part of the Rally Twins back in the Motor Trend days, the WRX from Subaru. No longer recommended, Jeff, huh?
That's true, and I know that hurts you and I because we've had a lot of good memories racing around in WRXs in the past. But you know, when it comes to recommendations, we got to take our readers' information very seriously. And what we found is there's been a drop in reliability. So we'll continue to watch that, and if things improve, which we hope they do, then we'll reconsider. But for right now, it did slip off our recommended list.
How about Mitsubishi? There's a brand that at one time had a high profile, and in recent years really has, you know, with the exception of the Evo, kind of slipped a little bit. Has it slipped in overall ratings as well?
Well, Mitsubishi is down in the lower 10% of the brand. Its overall score is 63, which admittedly isn't that far from the best. It's just a very competitive market. But what we find in general is most of the Mitsubishi vehicles tend to be rather mediocre. Some of them have, you know, noise and ride issues. Fit and finish tends not to be quite as good as some other vehicles. There have been a couple that stood out as pleasing the staff, such as the Outlander. But generally speaking, and that's certainly what we're looking at here is generalizations, the Mitsubishis aren't holding up against the better brands.
Let's talk about what's happening in the Motor City of Detroit, the domestics. How do they fare for 2010?
Well, that's always a hot-button topic. Ford, we're seeing on the rise. Ford's overall score is 64. That's only 1 point higher than Mitsubishi, which we just had a few caveats on. And Ford, I think, really falls into that description earlier of having a very broad portfolio. Their newer products are mostly very good. Some of them, like the Taurus, are just okay in our view. But some of their older models are holding down the score both for testing and reliability. But we're optimistic of how they'll do going forward, just as we are with General Motors. General Motors was a fair step back with a 57 out of 100. And, you know, again, we're seeing some very positive signs from some of the newer models, you know, Buicks, Chevrolet Malibu, and so forth. Cadillac CTS is one of the best cars in its class. Some of the older models just aren't faring as well. So we look forward to that line continuing to be reinvented.
Do you think the shedding of several brands from the General Motors portfolio is going to help GM rise in future ratings?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, the initial impact wasn't as great as you might guess. You know, a lot of the models that they shed, of course, were pretty mediocre, you know, the Hummers in particular. But, you know, some of the Saturns, some of the Pontiacs, the Saabs weren't so bad. So, you know, I think it's been kind of a neutral impact in terms of this particular evaluation. Long term, hopefully it helps the company to focus on making fewer cars better. But it all comes down to how they manage their resources and change their empire and how quickly they can do it.
And the same, of course, holds true for another troubled automaker also bailed out of bankruptcy, that being the new Chrysler. However, last year you guys didn't recommend any of the Chrysler vehicles. This year you have one vehicle getting the nod.
That's right.
And that we will hold until the other side as we're fast approaching break time. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
How
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brabec.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 Sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 Coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I bought blog for thelongdrive.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisane, Androseed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to five different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Our guest is Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Magazine. And Jeff, that ZZ Top Billy F. Gibbons bite reminds me of the 50th anniversary of the Corvette, where you and I attended and ZZ Top played, and you drove your great white shark there. Tell our listeners about the great white shark.
That was a bit of dream fulfillment. As a young car enthusiast, I had seen a white 1980 Corvette running through town, my small little town, and I just really fell in love with it. So I was thrilled when I got older to be able to find a car of my own, and fortunately one that had been restored and then treated to a nice retro mod makeover. So I bought it just in the nick of time for adventuring up to Bowling Green from Florida. Boy, I had a real adventure along the way. High points and some low points, but it was certainly great to kind of live that dream. And I certainly hope all car enthusiasts listening get a chance to do the same.
Absolutely. Before the break, I was asking you a little bit about the other bankrupt American brand that was recently rescued by the folks at Fiat, a company with kind of a checkered financial history themselves. But
sure,
let's talk about the one vehicle that made the recommended lineup here for this year, because last year there were no vehicles from Chrysler on the list.
Yeah, last year was certainly a tough one for Chrysler. There wasn't a single vehicle that met our minimum requirement to be recommended, meaning it fell short in either testing or reliability. Safety tends not to be as big an issue. But this year, we do recommend the new Dodge Ram, which is a very nice truck and very competitive. In fact, the full-size pickup truck range on the domestic side is one of the happiest places, I think, in the marketplace. You know, there might be minor differences in scores and performance, but boy, all three trucks perform really well, and you know, a consumer would do fine, you know, really picking any of them.
So true. What's your take on, I asked somebody earlier today this question, I'd be curious to get your take as well. The folks at Chrysler have dropped mm-hmm. the name Dodge, and they're just calling it the Ram pickup. I mean, is this kind of a precursor to perhaps the end of the Dodge brand, or is it something else? What do you think's going on here, Joe?
Well, that move certainly confuses me a little bit, and I think ultimately we're not going to see their full branding intentions unfolded for another year or two as Fiat comes over and they decide what vehicles to rebrand or which ones may carry a Fiat, you know, Alfa Romeo or so forth branding here. It would certainly suggest that. But on the other hand, it may also suggest that they're looking to have a variety of vehicles that are focused on the Ram branding, which may have distinctly different characteristics than, say, a Dodge car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real question is, what's the future of Dodge cars if they're going to keep it? We know that the Dodge Charger is about to get a significant makeover, and it's certainly keeping the edge on performance. You know, it's possible that, you know, sporty performance will define the cars, and being tough and rugged will define the trucks. You know, but, you know, those might not sync together so well, send them on different paths. But anytime you have to print new letterhead or change signage, it's certainly a big decision. And one that, you know, may be a challenge for dealers, as well as add some expenses to the bottom line to a company that is running pretty lean.
Absolutely. Speaking of challenge, do you think there'll be a second generation of the Dodge Challenger?
Oh, that's a big question, but I was just looking at sales numbers on that for February, and they only sold a little over 2,000 cars, whereas you know, Camaro came out beating its chest with the biggest numbers in the category, and Ford's got 11,000 pre-orders for the 2011 Mustang. It's going to be very tough for that Challenger going forward, and certainly the retro colors alone aren't going to be enough to carry it forward. The shame is, it's actually kind of a nice car.
It is a nice car. It's a great road car, actually, for a trip.
You're exactly right, Bob. And it may not have the edge on the track or, you know, some of the stuff that car magazines like to make headlines with. But for the guy who's looking to drive a roomy car, he can put his family in and have some muscle and panache. It's actually kind of a nice car.
Yeah, it's got a decent trunk. It really does. I mean, it puts both the Mustang and the Camaro to shame in the trunk department because it's actually usable. But I don't know if they're doing themselves a favor coming out with, you know, the Tor Red and the, what's it called, the fuchsia.
The fuchsia. The fancy fuchsia, whatever,
yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. You know, I think always tipping the hat to nostalgia is a good way to connect with those people who maybe grew up lusting for one, you know, much like I always wanted a Corvette. And, you know, I admit I have a soft spot for a variety of those little special editions and so forth. That probably helps, but really the core market is going to be a mainstream buyer.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, means silver and black and
exactly.
things that are fairly ordinary and don't stand out in suburbia or on the highway to the, you know, the highway patrol.
Yeah, nobody wants a, well, some people do, but I wouldn't want a plum crazy Challenger, that's for sure.
If you did, I understand it's kind of a distinct appeal, then it almost becomes more of the Harley. You know, maybe it's an expensive weekend toy,
yeah.
special vacations with it. But the sales volume is always going to have to be, you know, main, you know, very mainstream.
Absolutely.
I certainly hope it continues, but I think
they've
got a challenge ahead.
Yeah, I definitely hope it continues as well. Let's talk about some of the European brands. There was a time, you know, not that long ago. I mean, if you go way back before the Asian domination, that when people thought of quality, they thought of vehicles from Germany in particular, and in recent years, that hasn't always been the case. What's going on in Europe, Jeff?
Well, in recent years, Volkswagen and Mercedes in particular have had some real struggles in reliability in our survey. In fact, it's been often hard to explain why Mercedes didn't fare better, because you often think they make a pretty nice car. But often it's being on the leading edge of technology that creates new risks, and certainly that's the drive for a number of luxury brands. But this year, we find both of those companies are performing better. The cars themselves do very well in our tests, and it's reliability that's always the factor, but they're doing stronger there. Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, and even Volvo all have average reliability. So average is good.
Not too bad. The Mercedes small SUV, the GLK, I understand that one got some pretty good grades in reliability, and that's the first that we've seen from that brand in a while.
That's right, Bob, and I applaud you doing your homework. The little GLK has done very well in reliability, and we hope that's an indicator of, you know, how future Mercedes models are going to perform. You know, certainly they've learned some painful and expensive lessons, because remember, reliability isn't just a little something we rate. It's something that annoys customers and costs them money. So, you know, all manufacturers want the best reliability they can deliver.
When we come back on the other side, we'll throw a trivia question into the mix and continue our conversation with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports right here on Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll throw our trivia question out there. We'll make it a Corvette trivia question. When the Corvette was introduced in the year 1953, it was only available in one color. What was the sole color for model year 1953? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are visiting with the Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Magazine, Jeff Bartlett. We've been telling you about the reliability study and the current issue, and we've been talking about, and now we're going to basically talk about the top picks. But before we go away from the reliability issue, I was wondering, how did the Touareg do this year? I remember last year you told us that it was the worst in reliability. How about in this year's survey?
Yeah, certainly the Touareg has made its mark in history. It's a lovely vehicle to drive, but it still proves to have much worse than average reliability. In fact, we found it has 27 times greater problem rate than the most reliable vehicle, which is the Honda Insight we had talked about.
Isn't that something? And, of course, we've got the new generation of the Touareg around the bend, so let's hope that perhaps they get it right this time.
Well, certainly hope so. You know, clearly, Volkswagen or any manufacturer would have to know, you know, the scale of that kind of problem. You know, probably the greatest takeaway from this is just a reminder to do your homework before making such a major purchase decision. You know, don't purchase just based on emotions and catalogs. You really need to spend a few minutes and dig into the data.
Absolutely. Let's go to Troy, listening on WKCT and in Bowling Green, Kentucky, home of the Corvette. Hello there, Troy. How you doing?
Oh, doing great.
The 53 Corvette, you can only get it in one color. What was that color?
I believe it was white.
You're correct.
Yeah.
100% correct. How about your all-time favorite vehicle? What would that be?
Actually, I like the 69 Vet, actually.
Oh, cool. Any particular engine combination or color combination?
The big block, the big engine. 454 head in it, I believe.
Oh, very good. Do you see a lot of new vets rolling around the factory down there?
Yeah, they're still making them. So, yeah, they're still around.
That's good. Glad to hear that. You don't see too many of the super one on the road. I have yet to see a ZR1 on the actual highways and byways, although I do know a couple of celebrity folks that own them. But how about your favorite classic car of all time? What would that be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure offhand. Probably one of the older Porsches. But.
Okay. And in the new car realm, do you have a favorite?
Out of the new cars, not a favorite right now, no.
Okay. Well, hang on for Matt. We're going to put you in a drawing, which is going to be happening hopefully next week. And the gentleman who owns the Busted Knuckle Garage is going to be with us, and he's going to pull out a name from a short list of people in the hat, and you're one of those people. And he may give a prize out like he did a couple of months back worth more than $100. So congratulations. Hang on for Matt at the network. Jeff, let's get into the real cool stuff here, the top picks. Tell us a little bit about the kind of evaluation that goes into narrowing it down to, let's say, the top family sedan. What are the things that you guys are looking for?
Well, the top picks are essentially taking a look at the vehicles that stand out in their respective classes. And each year we come up with 10 classes that we feel are going to resonate with consumers. And we focus on those models that have among the very highest road test scores for us, those that have average or better predicted reliability, and those that have an excellent safety track record, meaning they've done well in government and insurance industry crash tests, as well as in our dynamic test at the track. We stir that all around and come up with the vehicles that we would most recommend to our friends and readers. And this year we find that there's a variety of brands represented. No one company really dominates, which is really good news and reflects a very dynamic market.
Absolutely. Let's begin with the family sedan category. Which vehicle got the nod there?
The family sedan this year was the Nissan Altima, which is a very good, very desirable car that gets the best fuel economy in its class at 26 miles per gallon overall. And it now has electronic stability control readily available in all It's standard in all trim lines. In years past, it was only optional in certain trims. So we place a high value on ESC.
How about small sedans? Lots to choose from there. Which one took home the crown?
The small sedan is the Hyundai Elantra SE. And we specify the SE because of stability control. With small sedans, of course, you need all of the safety features that you can muster. But it's particularly important to have stability control as well as side airbag. A lot of small sedans are driven by less experienced drivers. So we like those safety features, and that car represents a good car at a good price.
In the realm of sporty cars, this is another car that represents a good value, certainly an iconic vehicle. Refreshened for the 2010 model year. Tell our listeners about the winner.
Sure. For sporty car, we picked the Volkswagen GTI. This is a fun, practical car, one that you could drive every day as well as play with on the weekend. And it gets really good gas mileage. In our test, we got 27 miles per gallon overall, which is much greater than you'd typically associate with a sporty car.
So true. How about small sport utility vehicles? I understand that went to a Subaru. Which one?
This year went to the Subaru Forester. This is a vehicle that's been redesigned the last couple of years, and it really provides a good benchmark in its class. It's kind of the right size, good price, really good fuel economy, fantastic visibility. It's a very livable car, but it had some tough competition from the Toyota RAV4, which has a very similar score. But we had suspended the recommendation on the RAV4 at the time we issued the magazine, so Subaru walked away with that nod without a challenge.
In the best car overall category, this vehicle has been there before. Tell us about the winner for 2010.
It's going to take something pretty extraordinary to knock this one off its pedestal. So for best car overall, it's the Lexus LS460L. You know, as you know, this is kind of a creme de la creme, premium luxury sedan that's very hard to find fault with beyond that it's priced beyond my reach. It gets an outstanding 99 points out of 100 in our test. And like I said, it's going to take something pretty special to beat that.
In the family SUV category, this is a new vehicle from General Motors taking the crown.
Yes, this is the Chevrolet Traverse, very functional three-row crossover SUV that provides all of the functionality that the average person really needs in a large SUV with better fuel economy than, you know, more traditional vehicles such as the Tahoe. And it's also reasonably priced for the equipment and power and size.
In the sports sedan category, always a hotly contested category, the winner goes to a Japanese car. Tell us about the winner, Jeff.
That's right. That's the Infiniti G37 as our top pick for sports sedan. It's a gorgeous car that drives as good as it looks. Just really a good experience, easy controls to use, comfortable seats, richly appointed, and this is a very high-scoring vehicle in a very tough class. It scores a 95 out of 100. Again, it's another example of it's going to take something very special to beat it, and I can't wait to see what that is.
Absolutely. Let's talk about family haulers. This vehicle, you don't see that many of this particular vehicle on the road, but definitely it does a lot to maximize its space. It's got a lot of room. When we come back on the other side, what car am I referring to? You're going to find out. We're also going to talk about best green car, pickup truck, and more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detailed execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, I see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with the Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports, Jeff Bartlett, and we're running down the top picks for 2010, and we're in the family hauler category, and the winner is, Jeff?
That's the Mazda 5. Boy, this is a great little unsung hero for those who need affordable multi-seat transportation with good fuel economy. The Mazda 5, you know, talk about a vehicle you don't see very often. It's based on the Mazda 3 platform. It's a fairly smallish vehicle, but it's tall, it's upright, and it has sliding doors. It embodies all of the kind of smart packaging ideas that you commonly see in Japan and in Europe. It's able to provide small car fuel economy, but, you know, fairly reasonable seating for six adults and a very versatile interior. So that made it our pick for family hauler.
And not a bad price point either. I mean, low 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think families, certainly budgets come in all sizes and scales. It's nice to focus the attention on something that's truly affordable, especially for, you know, the younger or starting families.
Let's jump to pickup truck. Lots of choices there. Which particular pickup truck got the nod? That couldn't have been easy.
No, pickup trucks are very tough. The domestic pickup trucks in particular are all really good and very closely positioned in terms of price and actually and reliability as well. We gave the nod to the Chevrolet Silverado, which we found is not only, you know, a good, tough, workable truck, but really a joy to live with. The compromises with these trucks are so much less now than even just a few years ago. So the Silverado is our top pick, but we do quite like the F-150 and the Ram as well.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of competition there, and sometimes it just comes down to personal likes, whether it's interior trim or just minor stuff, because they are so close. In the green car category, more and more entries in this field, but the winner, no surprise.
And the winner hasn't changed for years. The green car is the Toyota Prius. And with the redesign, everything we liked about the previous car is improved. It's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit better all around. Still delivers terrific fuel economy. And is an affordable choice, especially for those who are looking to make a statement and really reduce fossil fuel consumption.
And one of the cool things that Toyota did with this third-generation Prius is that they listened to their customers, and they found out that they weren't just entry-level buyers. Some of these people owned several vehicles, and a lot of them wanted luxury accessories that weren't available before. So now you can get all kinds of cool gadgetry in the Prius, which and leather upholstery and everything else. And even Arthur St. Antoine has one, I'll tell you, Jeff.
Oh, no, does he?
He does.
Wow. Well, What can you say? it's a smart commuter. And like you said, by adding all of these features, it builds on its reputation as a piece of technology tour de force, but also extends the appeal to more people. Thrilled to see what's become of it, and I look forward to seeing the product line expand as this model is edging upmarket to see what they're going to slot in beneath it in the next year or two.
Yeah, that's true, because Toyota has announced that they're actually going to name a whole division within the Toyota brand as Prius, kind of a whole line of green vehicles, which brings up the topic that everybody's been talking about, and that's the recalls on the Prius and the other Toyota brand models. What's your take on the situation, Jeff?
Wow, what a series of dominoes that have been lined up and knocked down. The Toyota recall situation has certainly kept us busy in monitoring the complaints that we're seeing from our readers, as well as entered into the NHTSA complaints database, testing where we can, how these vehicles are configured, trying to repeat the problems, trying to discover the best advice to give people should they experience the problems. And every time you turn around, there's a new recall or allegation against Toyota. It's become very confusing for not only us, you and I, the media, but certainly for owners who don't know which way to turn. I think we could dig in a little bit and get a more concise look at it. But boy, really, owners need to communicate with their dealers and monitor the Toyota.com/recall site to make sure they understand what applies to them and determine what's really an urgent issue as opposed to casual issue.
That's a really good point, Jeff. And a lot of it seems to stem in the braking department from the different feel. I mean, there's no question about it. If you drive any hybrid vehicle, the brake feel is different. It's kind of artificial because it is actually you're doing drive-by-wire until you reach a certain point when it goes to hydraulic, and then you've got the regenerative braking in the mix as well. So I wonder how much is confusion about the braking, just the different types of brakes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's probably a factor, but probably a smaller factor in terms of this being raised in awareness. There are real legitimate complaints of people who have cited the specific conditions in which the brakes in the Prius and the Lexus HS250H have that moment of hesitation when the vehicle goes over, a pothole, a bump or something,
mm-hmm.
that, causes your heart to skip a beat. You're like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, okay, there's brakes there.
Yeah.
And that little bit of concern really came down to software coding decision on the engineering side that the fix, which has been made available to dealers, and can be readily made to the cars, addresses. But certainly the cars feel a little funky, and I have to think some of the complaints that we're hearing after the recalls are performed are from people who think, well, that's kind of what I think I feel, but
mm-hmm.
it may not be describing that precise circumstance.
And let's talk a little bit about the unintended acceleration issue. Of course, Audi had this in the 80s and kind of really damaged the brand for a lot of years, kind of a generational thing almost. You have to be old enough to remember that. But this is interesting. I mean, originally it was floor mats, and then it's not floor mats. And the thing that I don't understand, I mean, you would think that, of course, it could be startling to anybody if your vehicle starts running away from you, but why wouldn't you put the vehicle in neutral, or why wouldn't you attempt to shut the vehicle off? Are those features, I mean, is that part of the ingredient, like the vehicle won't go into neutral, the vehicle won't shut off? What is happening?
Well, quite clearly, the causes and, to a certain degree, the solutions for the sudden unintended acceleration are multiple. It's not like there is one single problem and then there's one single fix. It appears that there are multiple factors related to the pedals that are at play. One is that the accelerator pedal on most of these models has very little clearance. There's very little space under it. especially compared to other vehicles. This is something that we're able to assess with our, you know, we must have about 50 cars that we own right now for testing. We've gone out and we've noticed, you know, the Toyotas do have less space. And that allows for the floor mat to bunch up and get caught under there if it becomes unhooked. So there's that problem. Then we also wonder if it has to do with how closely spaced the pedals are and the plane that they're in. You know, some vehicles, the accelerator is, say, an extra inch further away from the driver. In some of these, it's not as distinct, and the pedals are close together, so people may be more inclined to hit two pedals when they only mean to hit one, may not even realize it.
Yeah.
So there's some basic design things at play. But in terms of the, you know, how to deal with it when you're in the situation, in a lot of cars these days, and I don't mean to focus just on Toyota with this, it's not that easy to figure out where neutral is. If you're driving at speed and you're in a urgent situation, you know, a lot of these shift gates now are shaped like, you know, the Minotaur's maze as you try and fumble around for gears, or they're funny little electronic sticks. You know, you push it forward a quarter inch or back a quarter inch.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it pays for people to, you know, be familiar with how to do that and to be doing it in a practice in a safe environment while they're rolling.
Absolutely. Jeff, time flies when you're with us. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
There he is, the Deputy Auto Editor of Consumer Reports, Jeff Bartlett. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.